With Montana News, I'm Edward O'Brien. Jamie Calhoun is taking it one day at a time. Ask her how she's doing, and she'll give you a straight answer.
If you would have asked me 2.5 weeks ago, I would have said not very good. It was an eye-opener to sit and listen to Casey. It hit me in the face that, oh my God, we could have lost him. And it scared the crap out of me.
Calhoun is talking about her son-in-law, Casey Blanchard. Blanchard, his mom, Julie, and best friend, Shelley Hayes, were shot last month in Missoula at point-blank range with an AR-15. Jonathan Birch is accused of shooting the three. Later that evening, he allegedly shot and critically wounded Montana Highway Patrol Trooper Wade Palmer. Shelley Hayes was killed in the attack, which also injured Julie Blanchard. Casey took 8 rounds, wounding one of his arms, his chest, spine, abdomen, and both legs. He survived, however, and is now in rehabilitation in Utah.
Tough dude. He is. He's a strong man.
It's Saturday evening, and we're standing outside St. Mary's Parish in Stevensville. It's cold and raw, and a sloppy mix of rain and snow moved into the valley by early evening. None of it deterred hundreds of people from attending a spaghetti dinner benefit for the Blanchard family. It's a full house inside the parish hall. Tables lining the room are filled with items or services up for silent auction. Auctioneers chanting at the front of the house, meanwhile, quickly move through items ranging from elaborate gift baskets to handcrafted knives and bronze sculptures.
Sold it right down here in front, marker on number 35.
Saturday night's benefit was organized by two 23-year-old women, Sky Mitchum and Jessica Howells, both longtime Blanchard family friends. Mitchum says Casey and wife Leah Blanchard
would be more than willing to help out with anybody and give the shirt off their backs if someone else needed it more than they did. So honestly, it's the least that Jessica and I could do.
Jessica Howells is still trying to wrap her head around the random violence that changed the course of her friends' lives.
It's heartbreaking to know that someone that you personally know has this happen to them. We thought Montana was a safe place and Missoula was a safe place. And anymore, you just never know what's going to happen from 1 minute to the next 10 minutes.
But Hal says that shock and heartbreak is counterbalanced by the valley-wide response to Saturday's fundraiser.
We've even had just random numbers texting us. Can we help out with anything? It's been wonderful.
I'm Sheila Shewall, and this is my daughter, Mariah Shewall.
Mariah is special needs. The Shewalls own a mobile bakery that works the length of the valley from Hamilton to Missoula. Turns out Leah Blanchard was Mariah's aide in high school.
And so she helped her, and she was just so sweet.
The Shewalls donated 200 handmade brownie sundaes to Saturday night's fundraiser for Leah's husband, Casey. That's the sort of community spirit that Ben Meyer deeply appreciates about the Bitterroot Valley.
Living here, grew up here, moved away, but back now. Don't know Casey personally, but know the story, and this is what small towns and across America, and especially in Montana, do.
Meyer says he also attended a local fundraiser earlier this month for Highway Patrol Trooper Wade Palmer, also a resident of Stevensville. I asked Casey Blanchard's mother-in-law, Jamie Calhoun, if the media's extensive coverage of Trooper Palmer comes at the expense of attention also needed for the rest of the shooter's victims.
Yeah, it does bother, you know, a lot of people. But, you know, I know some of the Palmer family. I adore them. I'm not taking anything away from them. I just think it's just because he is a trooper. He's out there every single day protecting everybody. But the rest of the three, they're just the average working person. Each family is going through their own hurt, their own pain. Everybody's going through a hard time.
Calhoun estimates the Blanchards, who are uninsured, are facing nearly $1 million in medical expenses. Cradling her grandson, Calhoun says the family has no choice but to take it one day at a time. And on Saturday, she felt an overwhelming sense of gratitude for the kinship of the Bitterroot Valley and for her son-in-law's life.
How do you say thank you to a community, a state, and half the people you don't even know? Like, there's a lot of people here I don't even know. You caught me on a good day. Yeah, he's here with us. Yes, huh?
Calhoun says Casey Blanchard may be able to return to the Bitterroot Valley by early June. Saturday night's benefit raised about $26,000 for the Blanchard family. Edward O'Brien, Montana Public Radio.